Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Villages at Oak Ridge and Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Today, our guest on the phone is we welcome Brian Baker with the Montgomery Brewerton Club. He's one of the guys in charge of the track at this year's Turkey Trot Festival. Brian, thanks for talking with us.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Now, tell us a little bit about the track events at this year's Turkey Trot Festival, because the first thing people will note is there's going to be a few changes and some bigger events at this year's festival, right?
Yeah, Thursday night's been pushed up a little bit compared to normal. Have the truck outlaw class, diesel trucks, hot farm tractor class, and the work stock class for now, Thursday night.
Now we so what we're seeing is the big dogs are back in town, right?
Yes. The hot farms, they are actually like a limited pro class, so they are. If you want to see speed and lots of smoke, that's what you're going to get.
At Thursday night, first night of the Turkey Trot Festival in Montgomery. And I understand Jeremy Wagler, the boys from Wagler Diesel, might be helping out with this event too.
Yes, they are. They are working with us to help with the truck stuff because that's his kind of his specialty, and yes, he is helping out.
And, you know, fans are going to get their money's worth because for Thursday night, the gate admission for Thursday is only $10, right?
Oh, yeah, and like the work stock class, anybody that has a diesel truck that wants to come show their stuff, you pay the hook fee. I think the hook fee is $30, and you have to weigh around 8,000 pounds. Bring your truck and see what you can do.
So Thursday night is back at the Turkey Trot Festival, bigger and better than ever. The big dogs returning. You don't want to miss this. Gets underway about 6:45 Thursday night, right?
Yes. I believe that's what we've got set.
And then
45.
You're probably going to pull till at least 10 o'clock or plus, depending on how many trucks and tractors you have, right?
Yeah, we're kind of looking at hopefully being done maybe like around 11, but you never know. You know, if the people show up, they won't be turned away. You know, we're going to put on a show.
Well, you're going to get your money's worth. Again, Thursday night, bigger and better pools on the track at this year's Turkey Trot Festival. And with that being added, the beer garden, the garden will also be open on Thursday night this year for those 21 and older. So be aware of that, too. Now, Brian, coming back on Saturday, we've got a time change for the farm stock pullers this year. They're going to pull a little earlier on Saturday, right?
Yeah, they'll be on the track at 11 o'clock when we have to do it. The Southern Indiana Farm Stock Pullers. The guys that were there on Thursday night, they wanted Saturday afternoon, Saturday morning, so we worked it all out, and that's where they're at now.
So, again, the Farm Stock Pulls will be on Saturday, getting underway at 11 o'clock on the track, and they always put on a good show too, Brian.
Oh, yeah, they always put on a good show, and that's, you know, they're glad to have we're glad to have them. They're glad to have a place, you know, close to home. It's a lot of local guys and kind of good for everybody.
Now, with that being said, 11 o'clock, the farm stock on the track. That means the horse pulls this year, Brian. We're going to move those to Dinkies, correct?
Yes. The horse pulls have been moved to Dinkies this year.
And they will start again at 11 a.m., but that will be at Dinkies this year, which is just off the Odin-Kendelberg Road. So if you're used to coming to the horse pulls, just head out to Dinkies. They'll get underway at 11 o'clock Saturday morning as well. And then, of course, on the track Sunday, wraps up with a big demo derby, Brian. That's always a good draw, too.
Oh, yeah. AMC demo is coming back again, like we have had in the past couple of years. You know, they bring quite a following, quite a, you know, decent amount of cars, good cars, put on a good show. So, yeah, they'll be back again, and we're hoping for a good turnout like last year.
Now, and you'll do minis and, of course, the stock cars, and it all depends on how many cars we have, but ANC always brings quite a few with them, don't they?
Yes. We're doing the minis, the stock cars, and they're also we're doing the Power Wheels demo again for the kids.
Oh, that's always a big draw.
That'll be on the track before the demo starts.
Parents always love that one. Don't miss the Power Wheels demo to start off a full day of demo action at the Turkey Trot Festival. That'll happen Sunday afternoon at about 1 o'clock, right, Brian?
Yes, usually around 1 o'clock.
Track events at this year's Turkey Trot Festival, they never disappoint. Again, bigger pools on Thursday night. The farm stock moves to a new time Saturday at 11 a.m. Horse pools are going to be at Dinkies at 11 o'clock Saturday. And the Demo Derby is back Sunday at 1 p.m. Brian, I know you and your crew and team have worked hard to pull all of these events together, and we look forward to a big turkey trot September 6th through the 9th. Thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you, and we want to welcome everybody to come out and have a good time.
And don't forget, season passes for the Turkey Trot Festival are on sale now, $40 for all 4 days of the festival. Get them from any bar or band member at any the Stop and See or the Viking Mart in Montgomery, the Montgomery Park office, or any of the area banks or the Davies County Chamber of Commerce. But the 4 day season pass, the way to go, $40, save money, and all passes, admission to the Turkey Trot, get you the free carnival again this year. Save the dates for the complete schedule of events. Visit MontgomeryTurkeyTrot.com. And again, September 6th through the 9th, the Turkey Trot Festival returns to the roots and grounds. Take Five for your community, brought to you by the Villages at Oak Ridge and Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.